You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 29. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I'm Jackie Ulmer, your weekly show host here, and today on our show, we're going to be talking about wealth principles. Yep, the principles of wealth. You know, in the last few podcasts that we've done, we've covered a lot of nuts and bolts, a lot about online marketing systems, putting it all together, why it's a dynamic way of doing business, and all that great stuff. But the reality of it is, if you don't understand and adhere to the principles of wealth, you may not have the success that you're looking for. So there are definitely a set of basic principles that dictate and define wealth, and they're universal laws, essentially. Just quickly, if you're looking for the show notes, you can go over to jackiealmer.com/029, and that'll have the show notes, resources that I list, anything like that. You can always go and listen to it there, refer to it there, send other people there, and that type thing. So I mentioned there are a set of basic principles that dictate and define wealth, and they're universal laws. So often we like to think that if we just work harder or work smarter, we try harder, we do more, that surely then success is going to come to us. And you know what? Very often it can continue to elude us. So let's dive into some principles for wealth and see what this might uncover for each one of us as we kind of go through and reflect on this. So the five wealth principles for success are the principle of beliefs, the principle of feelings, the principle of thoughts, the principle of actions, and the principle of results. So it's beliefs, feelings, thoughts, actions, and results. You know, it's funny, mindset is the most important thing in all of life, really. It plays a role in all that happens to you, to me, to all of us. And when our mindset is right, nothing can stop us. Yeah, we may have some frustrations that slow us down, but they don't derail us. Our beliefs determine what our mindset is at each moment. So if you stop right now and do a check-in, how would you describe your mindset? I want you to stop right now and think about it. What kind of mindset are you in? Are you feeling positive? Or would you describe it more on the negative side? And just be honest with yourself. And most importantly, just be aware, because awareness is the first step in making a shift. And much of who you are is based on your beliefs, either your conscious beliefs or your unconscious ones. And they make up our map of the world and our place in it. And these maps are what allow us to negotiate life as best we can. So let's move into the first principle then, and that is the principle of beliefs. Beliefs are your sense of certainty about what something means in the world, in life, and in all that we do. It's a feeling that's supported by previous life experiences, typically, as well as what you've been told, what you've seen and observed in others, and what you've felt. And most of us have that belief that the sun will rise again tomorrow. The question is, though, do we know for certain? Well, not really, but it has for thousands and thousands of years, right? So we just assume that it will again. However, here's the thing. Your beliefs are not real, or they don't have to be. They are made up. Beliefs are the mind's way of creating meaning to what it experiences. Pay attention to that. Beliefs are the mind's way of creating meaning to what it experiences. They're the fabric of the meaning you give to life and to the events you experience in life. And beliefs are neither right or wrong. However, they can be either empowering or limiting, as they are the basis for what we think and therefore what we do. In many cases, our beliefs are not even our own, but we were taught about these. These beliefs were taught to us when we were young and very impressionable. But now they determine our feelings, our thoughts, and our behaviors, and really they're the basis for the construction of our personal realities. And we often forget that our beliefs are subjective and not necessarily even true. Now, this is a great quote by James Allen, who was part of The Secret movie and book, if you recall The Secret. And his quote says, "The outer conditions of a person's life will always be found to reflect their inner beliefs." The outer conditions of a person's life will always be found to reflect their inner beliefs. So you want to pay attention to what your current beliefs are, and this is in all aspects of your life. And then you want to work to consciously shift the ones that don't serve you. So for instance, you may find yourself thinking, "I don't deserve wealth." This is probably a belief that was instilled in you at some point in your life, and it could have been when you were a child or maybe later in life. But the important thing is to go deep within yourself to try and determine when this occurred and how you might make a shift out of it. Usually, if you just ask and then you quiet your mind, the answer will come to you. See, the internal workings of your subconscious mind, your thoughts and your beliefs will not allow you to attract the money or anything that you desire consciously when you're still clinging to limiting beliefs. And speaking of money specifically, if you're clinging to limiting beliefs such as money is evil or people with money are evil or any other thoughts having to do with negativity around money, your subconscious mind is going to block you from attracting that into your life. Did you get that? I hope you did. See, you program yourself for survival, including emotional survival, and so your subconscious mind always goes to work to protect you from those things outside of your beliefs. Did you get that? I'm asking that again because it's so important that you get that. Dozens and dozens of interviews with multimillionaires and billionaires reflect this exact opinion. And sadly, we're not taught any of this at school. I mean, I certainly didn't get it. If you did, please visit the show notes and let me know because I'd be interested in hearing. We're not taught this at school typically, but we get all kinds of training about history and science, but no real-world education on what the first cornerstone of success is. It's certainly not being shared at the corner diner, at Starbucks, in your company break room, or at the PTA meeting. Sadly. Sadly. Make your money by being of value and service, and then you can more easily move beyond any negativity that you may have around money. And also, let go of these old beliefs. It's okay to want to be rich, to be financially healthy, and to want more and to be more. So the most important step in developing that principle of beliefs is to be aware of what your beliefs are, and anytime you catch yourself dealing with one that may be limiting, ask yourself, is this serving me or is it stunting me in my growth towards success? So now we move into that second principle, which is the principle of feelings. Our feelings are often determined by our beliefs. When we believe a certain way, we automatically develop feelings around this particular belief. So think of some of your beliefs and then pay attention to how it makes you feel, because feelings are a very important part of the wealth process. Sometimes I like to say these are the most important because you can have a limiting belief, but if you can adjust your feelings and get into a strong vibrational place around it, you can make some huge shifts. It's next to impossible to attract the wealth that you desire when you're feeling down, feeling depressed, or when you're feeling anything negative. When you can focus, though, and become dialed in on your feelings and then work to raise them to the highest level possible, taking that one step at a time, you'll find that the keys to wealth unlock very quickly for you. And so we often think, gosh, you know, why is this taking me so long? I want it bad enough. I'm smart enough to make it happen. I'm taking action on it, but everything seems to be working against me. But here's the thing. That's really not the case. It's not everything that's working against you. Your feelings are working against you. And that's it, really. I mentioned before, we're vibrational beings, and our feelings affect our vibration. What you feel is what you throw off into the universe and to those around you. So the universe and those around you often give back what you give out. It's like a boomerang. If you've ever been around someone crabby, if you aren't careful, pretty soon you'll feel yourself starting to get crabby, and you may even snap at people or talk in the same tone of voice or something like that. So you control this, so it's important that you stay aware. Release any resistant thoughts as soon as they creep in, if at all possible. Here's the thing. If you transform your beliefs, you transform your feelings, you transform your thinking, you then transform your actions, and you transform your results. If you know what to do and you aren't getting there, then something's haywire and we have to go back and take a look at that. And when you're clear on your purpose, it'll often get you unstuck. So that's why we always talk about how important it is to define your why, but also defining your purpose. If you tap into your purpose, your motivations will change. Your inner resources will truly spring to life and your path will be so much more clear. Your mental barriers are what hold you back. It's typically not lack of knowledge about what to do. You know, when we think about that, sometimes it's like, well, I just don't know what to do. How do I get started? How do I move this business forward? That's really often not what's holding us back. It's those mental barriers. So ask yourself, why am I stuck? And then dig deep within and see what you can find. Clear out some of those barriers, release them, let go of any selfish ambition, and then shift it to focus on others. Every step along this journey is an experience you gain from. So sometimes when you're feeling selfish, again, that speaks to your feelings, and it's so important to clear out those feelings. Those times when your feelings are not where you want them to be, ask yourself, what can I do to take myself to a better feeling place? And I use a point of reference from the past for this. I have several what I like to call life movies that I'll play in my mind when I find myself slumping and I need to kick it up a notch. It could be your wedding day, the birth of children, a special event, or a vacation. What are some things that you can come up with, some life movies that you can play in your mind, and when you do, you can conjure up that feeling of that exact day, that exact moment, and you can get yourself into that vibrational place of what it felt like. Are you looking for joy, love, success? Think of those times when you felt all of those things and then run those pictures over and over again through your mind. Always be aware of your feelings and work to keep them at a high vibrational level. All right, then, moving into the third principle, the principle of thoughts. Think how many thoughts run through your mind on a daily basis. Many of which we're not even consciously aware of. We just kind of roll along and, you know, we just kind of move into overdrive and our mind can think up all kinds of things. If we're not really paying attention, before you know it, your mind can take over and you can be so lost in negativity and bad feelings and fighting it out with people and all different types of things that it can really, truly thwart your efforts for success. So the first part of the thinking process involves focus. People tend to focus on what they don't want, and they do this because they're not giving their mind the exact thing that they want it to focus on. See, if you don't know what you want or what direction you want to head, your mind is going to take you all over the place. Any area of your life that you are not specific in will be all over the map. Business relationships, your weight, your fitness levels, health, and all those type things. Right? I mean, I'm sure you can probably think back and remember some of these times. So you have to help your unconscious mind take control by feeding it exactly what you want. Tap into your own motivations and reasons why you want to accomplish what you want to accomplish, and then work it down as to why and what that's going to give you each step of the way that you don't have now. So always be asking yourself in this process, what's next? Really, the only reason you don't have what you want is because you've never really believed that it was possible for you. So ask yourself, what is it that I want? And then ask yourself, what will that give me that I don't have now? And don't be afraid of the silence. Sometimes there's a silence in our own mind that comes. Just wait it out. Become comfortable with your thoughts and even get to the point where you can converse kind of with your thoughts, even if it's on a mental basis, or don't be afraid to, you know, be alone in a room and speak it out loud. Allow yourself to know what you don't know. I hope that makes sense. Allow yourself to know what you don't know. If you truly come to a place where you don't know, just keep moving it forward. You know, we all get uncomfortable at times. We wonder if we're headed the right way. We feel unsure. But I want you to think about a job that you've had in the past. And I want you to think about that very first day on the job. Did you know everything about that job when you started? Did you know exactly what was going to be required of you? No. Most cases you didn't, but you were excited. And each day you learn more and more, and pretty soon your knowledge level went way up and your excitement went down, right? That often happens. We're excited for a job, and then very often, the more we know, the less excited we are. And I'm talking about the job situation where you may be doing something that you don't love. I know that's different for every single person. But you want to get very tuned in with your thoughts, and you want to do a thought check-in regularly throughout your day. And then as better and better things show up in your life and in your business, you can check in on the thoughts you have around those. When you sign someone up in your business, for instance, how do you feel? Think about that. Close your eyes even and imagine, how do you feel when you sign someone up in your business? You want to learn to guide that feeling and think about what thoughts then show up around that feeling. Maybe it's a combination of excitement, surprise in a good way, anticipation, maybe even fear a little bit, but we can work on that, or other emotions that play into your thoughts. The best time to take action on anything you're looking to achieve is when your thoughts are at their absolute highest vibrational level. All right, now we've come to the fourth principle, which is the principle of actions. This is an exciting one because action is where the rubber hits the road on everything that we've talked about so far. Remember when the popular book and movie The Secret came out a few years back? I just referenced it in the James Allen quote. When it first came out, it was met with great enthusiasm. And then some of that melted away as critics claimed that it was, you know, just thinking and feeling were not enough. That one had to get up off the couch and take action on what it is that they wanted to manifest in their life. They couldn't just sit around thinking about it. And it's kind of funny, when I started hearing people criticize it, my initial thought was, well, duh. I mean, seriously, I'm not sure that I needed the book to tell me that at the end of the day, I was going to have to do something to accomplish what I wanted. And it's funny to me how when my beliefs are strong and empowering and in alignment, then my feelings are high and I'm vibrating at a high level. And then my thoughts are aligned with all things positive, and then I'm motivated to take inspired action. I don't even have to really think about it. So I think that maybe part of the problem with some people not really understanding the whole focus of the book and thinking that it was missing a big piece was that they weren't really aligned, their thoughts, beliefs, feelings, they didn't really have all that completely aligned. And I say that because I've never hesitated. Once I have everything else at a high level, I am such an inspired action. I don't even have to think about what the day, in fact, what to do for the day. But my mind, see, you can even hear me talking about it. I'm getting all hyped up as I talk about it. My mind goes into overdrive and so many things that I want to do to move me forward toward my goal kick into place. So I believe that inspired action is what kicks in when your belief matches your level of wanting to learn the secrets. So it's important that you stay in action toward what it is that you want. And it's certainly a wealth principle that has to be a big part of the equation. Oh, yeah, I know. There may be those rare cases when it seems like something just drops into your lap or someone's lap. They win the lottery, whatever it is. But it's often behind the scenes things that have gone on over time that you may not give any thought to. It's just part of it. I've had that before, been taking action, 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 feeling good, and then all of a sudden, it's like a snowball effect and I have a really big, powerful day. And it's easy to think, wow, what happened today that made this so powerful? But it wasn't today. It was the accumulation of all the right thinking, right feeling, right beliefs that led to right actions. So inspired action is right action. And when it comes down to it, we all know what we need to do to move us towards success in our business. You know, even thinking about building an online business, most of the time you see others and you hear them talk about how easy it is online, how easy it is to be living the life that you want and so on. But how many of you believe it's easy? Do you believe it's easy? Or do you believe that, you know, it's a lot of hard work? Yeah, you know what? There are parts of it that are hard work. The mental game of it is the hardest. But I'm not here today because everything dropped into my lap. I did much more than just align my beliefs, feelings, and thoughts. I got into action. Like I said, I worked on the first three, you know, principles, beliefs, feelings, and thoughts first. But then I absolutely got into action, even when it seemed at times like that action might not ever pay off. Stuff was happening behind the scenes. I got into action and I paid with my time, my money, and stretching myself. And sometimes I stretched myself beyond where I possibly thought I could stretch. And this is reality. you know, you hear things online like you got to be blogging, search engine optimization, backlinks, articles, video marketing, social media, fan pages, build a list, autoresponders, solo ads, and on and on and on, right? You know what I'm talking about? It all seems to equal frustration and confusion in the beginning, especially. But you know what? We all face that. We've all faced that at some time. But a small percentage want it bad enough, crave it bad enough that we get through it. We learn to master our calendar. We learn to take one baby step at a time. We learn to not get into analysis paralysis with our actions. So you'll have to decide for yourself if you fit that description. When you become certain of your end goal, the path clears for you to take things one step at a time, staying in forward action always. There's a timeline for success, and it's important to know that. It's most often not overnight. You learn, you implement, you test, you tweak, and you just keep on going. There are many pitfalls along the way often. There's bright, shiny objects that jump out in front of us. There's different people giving us advice on things. There's this program, that program. You know the drill. But ask yourself, how is all this serving me? It's important that you do some type of training every day, something, and then take action on it. Implement it. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't study solo ads if you're not there yet. Set intentions and goals every single day. Be intentional. Write it down, speak it into the universe, and believe it. Be self-sufficient, too. Don't rely on your sponsor too much. Don't have the knee-jerk reaction to shoot off an email to your sponsor every time you can't figure something out. Be resourceful and seek out knowledge. There's no magic wand. There's no secret. It all lies within you. The best thing that your sponsor can do for you really is almost nothing. Now, I know that may sound shocking to begin with, but the reality of it is, to find success in anything, you've got to figure a good bit of it out for yourself. There are tutorials all over the place that will teach you the techie stuff that you need with an online business. There are mindset trainings just like this podcast that will teach you what you need to know on mindset training. But it's up to you and up to each of us to figure the rest of it out for yourself and ourselves. And the reality is, to be successful, there can be no looking back. So remember the principles of action, and that's going to lead you to our final principle. Ah, finally, we get to the end principle we're looking for, which is results. And this does become the simple part when the other four principles are in alignment. I do promise you that. The biggest challenge may be when the results don't show up as quickly as we want them to or we expect them to. This is a true danger zone because there can be a tendency to think, well, it's just not meant to be. It's just not meant for me. I want to encourage you, please, please have faith. Hold on to your new and empowering beliefs. Let those beliefs take over your feelings and let them lead you to good thoughts. And as your thoughts ramp up and create an almost euphoric state, take that and turn that into inspired actions. Remember that this is all a process, and most of us are going to ebb and flow at different times throughout it. We all have on and off periods of success. The more dialed in on the four principles, the more you can keep things on track. Be aware, pay attention, and watch for right things and events to show up in your life. If you're asking for something from the universe, be aware and don't try to dictate how it should show up. It's often disguised in another form, and we can miss it when we're watching too closely to how we think it should be. Your results are always a reflection of the first four principles of wealth, even when we don't want to believe that. And as you create the results you want, pay attention to those feelings and hold on to them. Store them for any times you may be feeling down. You know, I just recently had a personal best day, and I signed up 11 people in 24 hours into my online business and mentoring program. And you know what? I was walking on air. I was walking 3 feet above the ground. I was especially excited because I was gone most of that day. I was out with my son, who had surprised me and shown up out of the blue. He doesn't live at home anymore, so it's always a wonderful surprise when he shows up. My daughter was off from work. We went and had lunch, just had a great day. And you know what? My business was growing and thriving, and it just reinforced what I always call my pinch me business. Just those words, pinch me business, conjure up a high belief, excited feelings, and empowered thoughts of more to come. And then that's what takes me into action. I may blog about it, shoot a video, send an email, or something that gets me into more action and gets my message out there to others. So do know that when you're processing all of this and you're paying attention, these are the things that create the results that all of us want. So some closing thoughts for you. You already know how to succeed. You just have to commit to master the skills you choose that are proven. I want you to relax about making money. I know that can sound hard when you're struggling and you really need it or whatever, but I want you to relax. You're going to be okay. You already have within you everything you need to be successful, whether you're an introvert or have not had success or whatever it is. You just have to draw it out. You have to focus on drawing it out. The difference between those who will and those who won't is simple. It's the unconscious mind. One person's subconscious or unconscious mind is destroying success, and one is creating success. Your subconscious mind pays attention to over 2 million things at once, whether it's conscious or not. Now, consciously, we can pay attention to somewhere between 5 and 7 things. That's why you don't always have to think before you speak, because your subconscious mind is already creating it. It's processing it. It's dealing with it. If your subconscious mind is creating failure, then nothing you can do consciously can change it until you re-script the subconscious mind. How do you do this? You set an intention. You become aware. You speak the intention. You feel the intention, and you work on it daily. Pay attention to the principles of wealth. The thing is, one who speaks success has a different set of stuff that's going on in their subconscious mind. It's different than the one with failure going on. And the difference between success and failure is about an inch. And it's an inch in your own mind. You can have the same leads, same script, same opportunity, and one person closes 85% and one closes 4%. And although they sound the same, the internal negativity, the beliefs that are negative, the feelings that are negative, these cause a tenseness and a struggle. And the prospect doesn't even realize it, but he or she is projecting. Don't buy, don't join, be leery, okay? It's important that you become aware of that. There are always a lot of behind-the-scenes things that are going on that make this true. You have everything that you need right now to have the success you want in terms of knowledge and really knowing what to do. Be aware of the 5 principles of wealth and thrive. So this has been Jackie Almer again. Thanks so much for listening into this week's podcast. I hope you found some value there. And if so, please hop over to iTunes and rate it and review it on iTunes. You can type in my name, Jackie Almer. You can type in Street Smart Wealth or Profit in Your PJs. Any of those 3 will bring it right up in iTunes. But I would love a review and a rating. It helps me know that I'm doing some good out there in the world. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/029 and my resources too. I mentioned my online business. You can go to jackiealmer.com/SMS. It's part of the Simple Money System, SMS, jackiealmer.com/SMS. And you can test drive what we're doing that's really creating success for people online, whether it's you're just getting started and wanting an online business, or you have a business already, a primary opportunity that you want to move forward, and you're just looking for the tools to help you rock it out on the internet, we can help you with that. So again, it's been Jackie Almer. Thanks so much, and I will see you on next week's show. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.